Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back to Sprout After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and Brad, you're here. George Troy is back. George has become a great member of our Brain Trust recently. He's a consultant to the Grayson Company, and he is one of the top experts in retail, e-commerce, wholesale, basically doing business in the marketplace. He's the author of The Five Laws of Retail, which are People First, Turn His Magic, The Power of Product. It's about the retail price, not the cost, and protect your downside. He's our good friend. George, welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Jim.
It's good to have you back, George, as always. And I love talking about anything to do with Main Street. As you know, we're being extruded through this pandemic wormhole. Our economy, the political response was to shut our economy down. Right or wrong, that's what happened, and it created a lot of damage, a lot of heartache. A lot of businesses aren't going to be were shut down and will not be back. But those that will be, those that are trying to get back on track, need to know what the landscape is going to be like as we go forward into what I'm calling the post-pandemic new regular. What is your perspective? What should they be thinking about?
Well, there's lots of things, but you know, I think you have to get back to the basics. First of all, I think people who have a small business need to take care of themselves. You know, make sure that the health and exercise and all of those kinds of things, and stay calm. Because as we do get through this, as you just sort of mentioned there, the businesses that do succeed and do work through this will be stronger coming out on the other side. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a great thing to remember. Between the period of time between March 13th and April 24th, which was about the worst of it so far, God willing, bricks and mortar stores dropped 71%. They lost 71% in total throughout the country in retail sales.
That's a killer.
But online sales, Jim, online sales gained 94%.
Right.
So I don't want to be the guy that says that everything's going to be great because it's
but that
be
was asymmetrical. That was not as but the 71% was pretty much a broad number, whereas the e-commerce was less broad. It was more, I won't say asymmetrical, but it was micro symmetrical, not macro symmetrical. Would you agree with that?
Well,
Amazon did good. Target did good.
Mini's
Boutique did not do good.
No. But those businesses, which certain businesses flourished, like pizza deliveries and grocery deliveries and hardware stores and things like that, did very well. Tourism, restaurants, those have been tough. There's just no doubt about it. A whole new cottage industry has grown up of people making and selling face masks.
Yeah,
it's become a fashion statement.
Yep.
There's all different styles and colors and patterns, and it's just amazing to me.
But a year from now, they're going to be out of they're going to be out of business. 6 months from now, when nobody's doing this anymore.
Yeah, they'll have to move on to something else. That's true.
Yeah. Although I've been told my friends have told me they'd like me to continue to wear the face mask. They seem to have gotten some other benefits out of it, not just for the disease. So what should they do as we move forward with full of hope and capability into this new regular post-pandemic economy? What are some technical things that they can do? What are some things they can focus on? What do you think?
Oh, that's a great question, and it's a very important point. I think the first thing, of course, is to take stock of what financial resources you can draw upon. If there's government assistance or the banks or whatever might be out there. You know, big businesses have a lot of resources and access to support that they can get. Smaller businesses have it a little more difficult, and you've got to do it individually. So there are things that, you know, so there are financial resources out there. I would strongly recommend for those who haven't done it already to do a 3 or 6 month financial plan and detail out salary, rent, and supplies. Those are the three main things. Mm-hmm. A lot of the small retailers I have talked to have been very successful in negotiating a rent deal with their landlords if they're paying rent. That, a landlord would be smarter and better off getting deferred payment or smaller payment than none at all. Mm-hmm. So the best thing is to talk to people, talk to your landlords, talk to your suppliers, and see what you can work out to carry you through this time.
As
of
we
course,
move
as you mentioned, the first law.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the first law is, you know, the first law of retail is people first, and that kind of dovetails into your book on the age of the customer. I mean, you have to do what you can and be upfront and communicate with your people and with your customers what's happening and do what you can to help them.
So as they go forward reaching out to customers, is there anything that they need to know? You know, I've been trying to point out is that customer expectations that you knew last January, as they start coming back to you more and more in this post-pandemic era, those expectations are going to be different, if not completely different. What do you think?
Well, I think you're right, Jim. And, you know, I would like, you know, retailers are generally optimists, always looking for,
pathological.
The silver lining and how are they, I know, and looking for ways to think for things to be better. But I think, you know, almost the first step is to admit to ourselves that it's not going back to normal. There is a new normal. It's not going to go back to the way it was. And that can present itself with opportunities as well as challenges, of course. If you have a small business and you do not have a website, for God's sakes, you've got to have a website now.
Yeah.
And you've got to have an e-commerce.
That means if you don't have a website, that means you got zero of the 91% growth in e-commerce.
Well, that's right. And what I learned personally, too, is that it's very, very helpful to get some professional help. It doesn't cost as much as you think. It can be rarely cost effective
it's
to have a web designer to do that for you.
Oh, yeah.
So that it works.
Folks, I'm pretty good with technology. Somebody else does that for me. I got other things I need to be doing, and you do, too. Hold on to that thought, George Troy. We're going to be right back after the break. With our good friend George Troy, we're going to talk some more about how to get your business going in the post-pandemic new regular economy. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.